Welcome back to our first Bleacher Talk of 2022. I'm Claudia Collins.
And I'm Jordan Spurgeon. We're so excited for the football season to get started. I know 1A through 3A has already played a couple games. Now 4A through 6A, they've got things rolling. We're here today at the Dobson weight room. They got a brand new weight room as well as some other schools in the Mesa School District this year. And they are really getting after in the weight room. So we're going to catch up with a couple guys and head coach Bill Godsell as well here in the weight room. And of course, as always, we're going to open things up with quick picks with Bruce Cooper, and then a new little wrinkle we've got for Bleacher Talk this year on Social Spotlight. Eliav Gabay joining the team now that he lives out here in Arizona, and he'll be giving us some of the best social hits as we enter week one. Claudia, I'm just so excited to be back out on the sidelines this week.
I am absolutely pumped. I feel like I've been counting down the days for our football season and
ripping
going to scrimmages, and all of that has just been like a tease. Now we're here. It's the real thing. But first, let's kick off the show with quick picks.
And here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Bruce Cooper, back for season 2022. Can we call it that? Is that fair? We're so excited to have you back for Quick Picks, but I've got to ask, Bruce, what have you been up to in the off season?
Well, off season, been doing a little part-time work with St. Vincent de Paul, and then, of course, being disappointed by our different pro teams. You know, the Cardinals had a big blowout playoff loss to the Rams, the eventual Super Bowl champions. Suns embarrassed us in game 7 of the semis against the Mavericks. And of course, the Coyotes and Diamondbacks have really fallen on hard times. Though the Diamondbacks have some youngsters that are starting to excite things around here. But hey, it's about the prep football season. I'm just super psyched for that. We're just about that far away.
Yeah, we really are.
After it with Coop's Chronicles. I saw the trailer on the TV show this week. I mean, you guys got like 4 or 5 stories like already almost done. That's crazy. You're really getting after it.
Yeah, look, we're having fun with it. So we I guess it's because we're bored. We couldn't wait for it to get started. So we got an early jump on things.
Okay, well, I want to give Spurge a chance to quick recap where we landed on things last season. Basically, he just wanted a reason to brag, but
we'll give him the quiet part out loud. She said the quiet part out loud. Oh, no, but Quick Picks last year was so much fun. I'm glad we did this segment. It was something when we started the show, Claudia and I had talked about it, and she had done it in Amarillo, Texas. And Coop, you've been in high school football for forever out here in the Valley, and you've done so much. So it was very cool to do Quick Picks. And, you know, it was nice that I was able to win one of the final championship games. It came down. Me and Coop picked the same games except for one when we were tied heading into the last week. And luckily, I was able to come out on top thanks to Casa Grande for winning their state title game. That was able to help lead me to a Quick Picks champion. But it really started with Claudia, like out of the gates, just storming us, Coop. I mean, she was all over it, and then had to take a 2-week hiatus for her wedding and go through that whole process. Yeah, had to do that. And, you know, we were able to seize that opportunity to get back in the game. And, you know, we ended up battling it out to the end.
Wedding bills and the hearts and all the things. She lost her focus, plain and simple. Hey, thanks, Claudia. Let us back in.
Yeah, you're welcome. I just, like, you know, wanted to do you guys a favor. It was my wedding gift to you, actually.
A lot of fun.
I've got to say, though, I'm hoping that this year my competitive advantage is that I've started covering recruiting roundups. I'm on the recruiting platform for Sports 360 AZ now. So I'm a little bit more in tune with the guys that we're watching on the field. So maybe that's my advantage this year. We'll see.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think so. But I think it is time to jump right into it. Our first Quick Picks of the 2022 season. We're going to start with South Point Catholic at Chaparral. Bruce, take it away. What are your thoughts?
You know, it's so all you can do really, because we don't see South Point Catholic enough. They're down in Tucson. So we just know the respect that the program has. I mean, Dennis Bonilla had been there and for a long time, established such a powerhouse program. He passed on the torch. I mean, they continue to get the job done. But I tell you what, I've been impressed with what Brent Barnes has done, particularly last year with the Firebirds. I mean, it seems like they have a high-scoring type of an offense, and they do play a little hard-nosed defense as well. I'm going to take the Chaparral Firebirds in this one. Give me Chaparral 28, South Point 24.
A close one. All right, Spurge, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, close game for sure. I mean, listen, both players have a lot of stars. Chaparral, too, they're going to have to come out of the gates firing if they want to get back to a title game. They won in 2020. They dropped last year in a rematch against Highland. They have one of the toughest schedules this year. Their opponents are 86-38 last season, and all 10 made the playoff. So every game, it's going to be a dogfight for them, including this game against South Point Catholic. We don't know what's going to happen with Braden Silbor moving on to the college level. We want to see what the next quarterback does in place, but he's going to have some weapons to throw to. He's got two guys that run sub 4.440s already, Blas Johnson and Cody Jude. So I think the offense is going to be legit. I just think right now, on paper, from what I've known, I think Chaparral is going to edge out South Point 28-27. It'll be a close game.
Guys, I did this last year and I'm probably going to regret it. So when I make my picks, I'm going to try to be flexible about like not being like the last one or the first one. We'll switch it up. But I want to be different. And I was torn, and you guys are both picking Chaparral. So I feel like because I was torn, yes, South Point Catholic has such a high, they're held to that. This is the Tucson team to beat. And they always have a reputation for being the team to beat. I really like Elijah Rushing at South Point Catholic. However, we have lost the QB, who obviously, you know, recruiting roundup, that's what I do. Trayson Bourget no longer there leading the charge. So it is harder for me to judge because this is the first game of the season. But I would like to say that I could see South Point Catholic being the team to take down Chaparral. And just to be different, I'm going to go for it. Same score. I think you said 28-24. That was the score I was going to go with anyway. So that's where I'm landing on that game. All right, moving on to our second game, Cactus at Desert Mountain. Spurge, you can lead this one off.
Yeah, this will be a really interesting matchup. Last year, Cactus out of 4A made an open division playoff appearance. Still going to be plenty of continuity on that team. Will Galvin coming back, not to play quarterback, but to play wide receiver this year. Obviously, Joe Ortiz moves over to Perry, but defensive coordinator Brian Bells is now the head coach. So I think we're going to see a lot of the same, but everything that I saw this offseason and everyone I've talked to says Desert Mountain's the team to beat in 5A. This year, and I really think that the quarterback Drew Tapley leading the charge, and after going 12-2 last year and finishing in the 5A semis and a loss against Horizon, I think this team's on a mission. They got playmakers all over the field, and I just think they're gonna have a little bit more firepower on offense against Cactus, and so I think they're gonna win this one 31-21.
Okay, I'm gonna throw myself right in the middle here to make things fair, but it's funny, Spurge, you talk about continuity, and while you're right, yes, Brian Bells has been there for, I think, somewhere in the ballpark of 20 years. So this is a guy that's familiar with the program. But are we forgetting that this is a transition from 4A to 5A? Yeah. Maybe that's the competition they need. I mean, they already made it to the open division, you know, into an open division game. So obviously, They're a good team. I don't want to take that away from them, but obviously they're going to be facing a harder schedule in the past. And yes, Desert Mountain, agreed, is the team to beat in 5A this whole season, I think. You know, they've got a lot of impressive guys on the recruiting front, tight end Dylan Hipp, Santana Wilson over there in corner, and their QB, experienced. I mean, I think everything about Desert Mountain, when we talk about them, and if we include them in quick picks throughout the season, it's going to be hard to bet against them unless they prove us otherwise right off the bat here. So I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm taking Desert Mountain, maybe low-ish scoring. So I'm going to say 21-18. Close-ish, but okay. Anyways, Bruce, what do you think?
Well, no doubt. Cactus wants to prove that they can play with the big boys. You move them up to the 5A. They heard all the smack talk that was going on when they were a 4A team that made it to the open division last year. So they have a lot to prove. But I think with Ortiz moving on, and sure, yeah, Billis has been there for a while, but I just think that's a lot of moving parts for him right now. And if you look at the size of the lineman of the Desert Mountain Wolves, I mean, some of these fellas look like they be walking the sidelines at State Farm Stadium. They got some big boys on the line there. And so with that said, I'm going to go ahead and take Desert Mountain. I'm going to take them by a two-score count. I like Desert Mountain 31-17.
All right.
All right. a little bit of a difference there, but we're kind of all landing on the same overall result. So we've got one last game to kind of separate the three of us here. We'll see what happens. Notre Dame Prep at Horizon. I'm keeping my pick simple, short and quick here. I bet against Horizon a few times last season. And every time I did, it didn't work out for me. So it is as simple as this. I'm going to bet on Horizon. And if it doesn't go my way, I probably will bet against them the rest of the season. I'm starting to think that that was the reason things went downhill for me last year. Bruce, what do you think?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go opposite you. I'm going to take George Prelock and his Notre Dame Prep Fighting Saints. I just think that they are a hard-nosed team, well-coached, as well as Horizon. But I just think that Notre Dame has a few more athletes on their side of the field than Horizon does, and I think that will be the difference. And so I like Notre Dame in this one, 31-20.
Burge, did I make the wrong call here? What do you think? I think you were our like resident Horizon guy last year.
So. Yeah, I think I definitely championed Horizon last year. I think Andy Litton is a really great coach. I mean, that was a program that was sort of on the upswing for a bit, and you really got off to a hot start last year, beating Pinnacle immediately to make that rivalry an actual one, because it was their first time beating Pinnacle in school history, and they rode that momentum all the way to a 5A title. They lost two really great quarterbacks. I think they have more in the quarterback room that are going to get the job done. I really like Cole Wynyard there. I made the mistake of saying he's not as extremely fast, and I've been called out multiple times for it, and I've watched him grow even faster since then. So he's going to be a guy well over 1,000 yards receiving this year. He's one of the fastest players in the state, especially in the 5A. And so I just think Horizon at home with that student section, which, by the way, was the Bleacher Talk student section of the year last year. I just think they're going to be a little too much for Notre Dame Prep to overcome, and I think they're going to win this one 28-17.
All right. That makes me feel a little bit better because you were our 2021 season champion. So I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to hope that, you know, I come off to a hot start and keep it this year. And I know that it's going to be tough to take you guys down if I want to do that. But Bruce, we loved having you back on Quick Fix and can't wait to see how things line up the rest of the season. Stick with us. We'll have more Bleacher Talk when we come back. Hey everyone, welcome back to Bleacher Talk. I'm Claudia Collins.
And I'm Jordan Spurgeon. We're here at the Dobson Weight Room today. A lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. We've got Blake Cameron and Michael Delegati here with us. And we did get told beforehand that you like to talk about yourself a bit and that you're the resident meathead, which you showed up today. So, Spurge, I know that you're also in the gym a lot. You're going to grill him real quick.
Yeah, Michael's got me beat a little bit, but I got to say, you told us off camera you beat your record today on bench press, 225 for 20 reps. I mean, just what is it about, you know, just this off season and training in this new weight room that's, you know, and joyful for you?
Just being consistent, that's it. Staying on top of our weight room program and just hitting it hard and just not being lazy, just being consistent.
As a team, having this new weight room, have you kind of seen you guys bond over being able to share this together?
Yeah, I feel like it's helping build a stronger culture. You know, like Dobson a couple years ago, we didn't have this bond and brotherhood that we have now. So our motto is and not was. So right now we're just getting stronger together and hoping try to get a good season, you know?
And speaking of mottos, one of the first things I noticed when I walked in, there's like five or six different phrases in here. Do you guys like to follow any of those specific phrases yourselves? Do you even look at them at all during weights or anything like that?
During like maxing, like I like looking at the greater the difficulty, the greater the glory. So that's my favorite one. And I just love it.
So, Coach, you guys got this brand new weight room here at Dobson High School. I can tell the energy is really high lifting in here. Maybe it's because the cameras were on, but I have a feeling it's like that every day. So what's it been like just seeing your guys be able to get after it in this new weight room?
You know, we were really blessed. Mason Public Schools came out and gave us quite a bit of money to improve weight rooms across the district. And, you know, we really focused on what we had. We're still a work in progress with it, but they were asking as soon as we ordered it, is it here yet? Is it here yet? Is it here yet? And we got it over the 4th of July break, and the kids just couldn't wait to get in here and get it set up, and they've been ecstatic to be in here every day.
Back to weights too. So you rock the Crocs. Is that every lift?
Yeah, even at the gym I wear my Crocs. I never take these off.
And they're not in sport mode. I didn't see you lifting in sport mode. You take them off for some of the power lifts, right?
They give me like plus 10 strength on all my lifts, so like I love them. I feel like I like, especially like when I'm squatting or power cleaning, I love feeling the ground.
Yeah,
so like with my feet, but like I just love them. They're comfortable, easy to wear, stylish sometimes, but if you haven't beat like this, I think they look best like this. Yeah. But
I'll say I'm the same way with deadlift, squats, all that, but I'm gonna try it on the bench because you hit 20 for 220 225 or 20 reps. That might be the secret to increasing your bench, huh? That plus 10 power,
that plus 10 strength.
Listen, no hate, not a Crocs gal, but I've got to ask, who does have the best shoe game on the team?
Man, boots.
Yeah,
boots. I'm giving it to my man Deshaun. He, you know, new guy, new heat, you know. I'm going to give it to me, too. I got some kicks.
Yeah, but
Coach Galton got some kicks, too.
He got the fours.
He got some kicks, but boots, definitely. Yeah. He rocks them. He got a couple pair of J's the other night.
So we heard some love for your shoe game. Got these on today, but you said, you know, game day you like to rock a little more, right?
Well, game day, depending on the, you know, the level of the game, depends on the level of the shoe. So if it's a really important game to us as a group, I usually try to get the threes out, and thinking about getting some ones out, ordering some ones this year. I just try to get them hyped up a little bit. Now that we're switching to Under Armour as our main brand this over the next couple of years, I got to find some cool Under Armour shoes. So I don't know much about Under Armour. I've always been a Nike guy and a Jordan guy, so I got to really delve into researching that this offseason.
Right. Which shoes are you breaking out to open the season?
I got a new pair of school colored Under Armours that I'm going to break out and see how they look and feel, and get a W in my wear for another week. You know, we'll see how it goes.
There we go. Who can we expect to break out the dance moves in a celebration?
This guy.
Sometimes best shoes, best moves.
Yeah.
Sometimes me, if I'm feeling good, but like I can't dance. I'll hit the gritty sometimes, but I'll look stupid doing it.
Can we get it now?
Sure. Look, I can jerk
with the Crocs. A dance off.
I can jerk a little bit. Look. I can do a little jerk. I can hit the gritty a little bit. He taught me.
Okay, yeah. You want to teach him?
You're not. It's just. It should be like a nice little.
I thought you said it's off the heels.
It is, but you can go off the toes too, though. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay, how you gonna do it?
All right, reeling it back in for a sec because we've got Coach on the other side of the camera. What's one thing about Coach that not anyone else on the outside of Dobson football would know about him?
I feel like he loves kids. Like he might not be a people person, as they say, but kids. He puts like blood, sweat, and tears into us. Like he's really motivated with us. Like he tries to give us rewards for all the hard work we do. So I feel like kids, he doesn't shy away from us. He shows that dedication, that commitment to us, and that's why we have to repay that to him on the field.
Best Dad Award goes to Bill Gotso, Coach Gotso. Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He's more of a dad than he's like a dad coach.
Yeah.
You know? He's like. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll give you that tough love, but then he'll sweeten you up a little bit. He'll give you that sweet love, but. He's an awesome person. I love him. Being here with him for 4 years, it's been fun. It's definitely going to be sad leaving, but I just know that I'll always stay in contact with him. He's been great to me and to all of us. So I really appreciate him as a coach and as a person.
We got to talk to Blake and Michael, so now we need to hear about them from you. What do you have to say about those two guys?
I tell you what, Michael, that kid, he has come so far since his freshman year. He's a little short, chubby kid came out his freshman year, and he's like, I'm going to be the best linebacker tight end we've had here. And I'm like, all right, let's see what you got. And, you know, he really transformed himself during COVID. He took that extra time to put the work ethic in the weight room and working on his speed. And I, there's not a harder worker we have on the team. And Blake, oh my gosh, this kid, he came to us in his sophomore year, in the middle of his freshman year from Westview, and he instantly became one of my favorite kids. He always puts a smile on my face. He's always got something funny to say, and he works his butt off for me, and This whole senior class is something special to me. They've been through so much with the COVID shutdowns. We lost 75 kids during the COVID time, and these kids stayed true to Dobson, and what they've given me, I try to give to them tenfold. And you know, hopefully this year is a great year for them to have a great senior season.
You got to hear what they had to say about you, that you love the guys, you love the kids, and I mean, I thought we were going to see tears for a second there. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, that means a lot, because I try to pour it into them, and it's not like we're getting rich as coaches. That's not why we got into it. It's you know, when I was a younger coach, it was all about the X's and O's, and as I've grown a little older, it's become about developing those relationships with these kids, and you know, they mean it so much to me. I've taken them to some college recruiting camps and stuff like that, and got a chance to really bond with them over the last couple of years, and they mean a lot to me. I ain't gonna lie, I was probably gonna give you a couple tears on senior night when I got to hug them and say thank you for everything they've done. But they mean the world to me. And you know, I've got another great group of freshmen coming in this year, and I hope that they're as happy with the program when they get done in 4 years.
Welcome back to Bleacher Talk. I'm Jordan Spurgeon alongside Claudia Collins and Eliav Gabay here for our social spotlight, making his debut. Quick shout out to for Eliav. Last year helped us edit a lot of these Bleacher Talks when he was traveling all over the country when he joined the Sports 360 AZ team. So you're located here. You're getting in on the high school scene, and you're seeing a lot on Twitter, right?
That's right. All over Twitter and anywhere on social media, you already know Bleacher Talk is going to be there. So tag us, all of us, Sports360AZ. We will be there, and you'll have a chance to be on the show. So we're going to start things off with Trevor Brown, their new football helmets. Look at this. My God, it's beautiful.
They're pretty fly.
Both sides. I mean, you got the bear, you got the scratch. I mean, good football helmet energy can lead to good performance, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. I think they've set a new standard, because those are definitely the nicest helmets I've seen.
It's almost like a hybrid of like the Chicago Bears and the Cincinnati Bengals, like the best of both worlds.
Yes, I feel that. Let's keep the energy going with Coach G out of Chandler shouting out Chase Lucas, obviously the Sun Devil. You got to show him some love, and you got to just be happy for these guys to make the roster.
Yeah, 100%. Have you been watching on Hard Knocks?
Well, I haven't watched closely enough. I haven't been watching closely enough, but I know that he's been on there. Claudia has pointed it out for sure, and it's fun to see him there.
Yeah, you root for guys that are easy to root for, and Chase is one of those guys. And Coach G, obviously building a powerhouse program at Chandler the last few years, and yeah, he's got a lot of guys that'll be making that jump over the next few years too. So it's glad to see that he's always keeping up with them.
That's right. That's right. Now, speaking of some coaches making some big moves and maybe some big plays on the field, Coach Jermaine at Mountain View tossing it up, showing the young guys how to do it. You got to love that. And a snag, too.
I almost wonder if this was inspired at Mesa Media Day. Spurge, you were kind of the one keeping the ball rolling with those interviews. And it definitely came up a time or two that, like, he would get out on the field and maybe show off a little. Because, I mean,
yeah, I mean, his son Jax is quarterback. He's got to show up his son a little bit sometimes. You know, he slung it for years and years and years. One of the greats to come out of Arizona. So that's really cool to see that he still has it. His elbow might be a little sore, though. We'll have to send him a text and see.
Yeah, get him an ice pack.
Okay. All right, Eliav, I know you've got one more for us.
Yes, last one here, last one. And this one is all about bonding. What's summer about, right? What's the off season about? Look at us.
We're bonding.
We're bonding. They're bonding. And we're going to go over to Skyline because the Coyotes definitely did some bonding. Shout out to the Bancroft house and family for hosting team dinner and the scrimmage. You see the guys grubbing. You know, one thing football players do other than play football is eat. And there's no question that the more you do off the field and the chemistry you get off the field will translate. So good on the Coyotes.
Especially when the food is good. And for them, they're going to be looking fly on game days. They wear full shirt and tie on game days. We met them out at Mesa Media Day. They showed up everybody, including their coach, by wearing the shirt and tie. So they're really going to be bonded and all in. They talked a lot about discipline, so I'm excited for that.
Cool. I've got to say, like, when I'm sure you're the same. When you look back on, like, your high school athletic career, it's like the pasta dinners that stick with you forever. Maybe not those moments always on the field, or in my case, on the tennis court. Like, it is always pasta dinners, hanging out, getting to, like, really connect with your
carbs.
Teammates that sticks with you. like 15 years later.
Yeah, and the carbs stick with
yes, 15 years later. Yeah. Yes. You pay for that later, but it's okay.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Yeah, the buses, the memories, 100%. Totally agree.
Eliav, we love having you on the team, the Bleacher Talk team. You were part of it last year, but we get to see his face this year, which is just so much better.
I'm sorry.
But we love having you on the social spotlight.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Eliav. Thank you for tuning in to Bleacher Talk. We're going to have a lot of fun week one. You'll see us out on the sidelines. I'll be down in San Diego. Claudia's actually going to a wedding. Eliav be patrolling the sideline in a couple games as well. Yep. So definitely follow us all on Twitter, and we will see you next week on Bleacher Talk. Have a great week.